highest tribunal, which can levy fines on member states. Even without the pressure from Brussels, air quality has surged to the top of Berlin's priorities over the past year. Suspicions over manipulated emissions data have spread to other car manufacturers since Volkswagen's 2015 admission to cheating regulatory tests on 11 million vehicles worldwide. Environmentalists brought court cases aimed at banning diesels from parts of some city centers, and fears millions of drivers could be affected spurred Merkel into action. Titans like BMW, Mercedes-Benz, parent Daimler, or the world's biggest car maker, Volkswagen, agreed to pay some 250 million euros into a billion euro fund to upgrade local transport. The government should make sure that the car manufacturers finance the emergency measure of free transport, Greenpeace urged, adding, the more parking and road tolls in cities could help reduce urban traffic. On their own account, the auto firms have stepped up plans to electrify their ranges with a barrage of battery-powered or hybrid models planned for the coming decade. Public transport is likely popular in Germany, with the number of journeys increasing regularly over the past 20 years to reach 10.3 billion in 2017. The article goes on a little bit further. They're talking about money a bit, and, you know, it'd be nice if they could do it more just for, again, for the greater good. And while we get things worked out here, I'm going to play some more music, and then I'll be back with some more news stories. So you're listening to the Weekly Review, so stay tuned, and we'll be back in a bit. And as I say that, I'm kind of picky about music today, so here we go.
Children of your children's children. Do you ever think than going to buy. Make tomorrow, make tomorrow.
Making tomorrow.
And welcome back to the Weekly Review. That was Peter Gabriel. That was Richie Havens on vocals for the song Make Tomorrow, the last song off the album OVO. And that was a concept album about the Earth, I think, and stuff. There's a lot of good songs on there. I appreciate playing it. I feel better afterwards. And then I don't know if it's a mistake because it's good to... I was looking for another article to read that I wanted to pull up about something positive happening and then something even... Then there's something negative. So I wanted to share... It's also from here in the Mission, so I wanted to share to really support Sunrise Restaurant. So... Casa Justa, Just Cause, posted, More Greed, Sunrise Restaurant, a longtime Mission District favorite for celebrations, meetings, community events, and just a good place to eat. Alma, the owner, has been generous with our community. Now the new landlord is raising her rent by $3,000, which means she'll be paying $7,800 a month. Here is a note from her, and they have it in Spanish. I'll read the English as my I'm working on my Spanish, and I also feel like I want to do this justice and read it as best as I can. So I will. Hello, Mission community. I'll read the English. I don't feel comfortable enough with my Spanish yet. That's one of my goals soon to be able to. Hello, Mission community and 24th Street regulars. My name is Alma Guerra, and Alba Guerra. Yes, Alba Guerra, and I'm the owner of Sunrise Restaurant, 3126 24th Street. Unfortunately, after 13 years of service to the community, the new landlord has increased my rent by $3,000 per month, which means now that I'm going to have to pay $7,800 per month starting April 1st. This happens because there is no control on the rent, making smaller businesses disappear due to the fact that they couldn't pay the massive rent. I still don't know what might happen, but I'm going to fight it to try to stay here, but without the help of the community, it won't be possible. So I ask your support so we can stay here and continue to be part of this wonderful community. Thank you. So folks, please go out and support Sunrise Restaurant. It's on 24th Street. Again, it's 3126 24th Street. I've been there for brunch. They have a really good brunch. Folks who go any time of day, please do support. Try to keep these businesses in business. Oh, fuck. Oh, so that's one thing that's been frustrating. Then there's like the positive thing, and that's that Black Panther, the film has come out. It came out yesterday. I've heard of folks going to see it on so folks have already seen it. So it's out in theaters. So encouraging folks to go out and see it, and that's positive. And then I would love to do a show of just positive things, and then it's like people end up being horrible, and I feel like it's one has to talk about what's happening just to like. So there's a Cinemark, which we know is a bad movie theater. Cinemark and Regal are owned by right wing. They are like anti-gay. They support Trump, and they supported Roy Moore and like a lot of like right wing politicians. They tried to sue theater goers at the Aurora shooting in Colorado because people anyway they're horrible. So they're supposed to play Black Panther the film at the Towson Maryland cinemas, and then they last minute said, oh, there's something wrong with the film, we can't show this, and then had to give people their money back, which, and you know, for films they take the business for like the opening weekend. That makes a big difference. So that was fucked up thing number one. And then fucked up thing number two is that there are these false memes going around of white women, because white women, and I so with these fake having bodily harm done to them and falsely stating that they were attacked when they went to go see Black Panther. So these are these memes that are going around spreading this false information. We live in a fucking shithole country. I can't even. I don't know how I still have any faith in humanity. I do. I'm just constantly mortified by humans' behavior. To be here on Earth, to have this time to make use of what we will, and ideally, I don't know about. I kind of want to like be able to help people, to speak truth to power, to be here to make things a little bit better than when I got here. And I was born in 1980, so I don't know. I mean, things have just been downhill from there in this country. I mean, it's just all been downhill. I mean, let's. I get that this country was founded on genocide and built on slavery, and that's, and we're here and we're living under capitalism and it's violent. And so, wanting to recognize that, how does one living in this country make it better? Or how does one work to undo the structures that are in place that are really problematic and harmful? How does one even just on a daily basis, we have a limited amount of time on this planet, and if we're here in this so-called, I don't believe it is, but the so-called greatest country on earth bullshit thing, you know, what do we do with our time? We should be there to help people. We should be there to listen, spread the truth, or at the very least, like, not hurt people, right? Not hurt the environment, not spread lies, not further oppress people. So the choices that these people are fucking making, that I know it's like generations old and that it keeps on going and going and going, is just so fucking reprehensible and so enraging. How does one even reason with that? And I know I'm mentioning Facebook a lot today, and I know it's horrible in a lot of ways. They have those memories that pop up and I'm like, oh, I'd forgotten I even believed in that or wrote that. Or so I had a quote that I had shared back in 2010. It was a long time ago. Lots changed since 2010. And it's been attributed to Moshe Dayan, and I think there's been a lot of other folks who have said similar things. If you want to make peace, talk to your enemies, not your friends. And I'm kind of getting to the point where, like, I don't know what, for someone who's so their view of the world, or so view of like myself and like people I care about, that their humanity is not even like, they can't even see people's humanity. I don't know how to talk to people like that. I don't. For one's mental health, it's like, and I get, you know, picking one's battles, and I get that folks really need to stand up and speak up and, you know, keep on fighting the good fight and not run away from it and not just let it be. I get that. And I'm also feeling like, how can people not get it? I'm at a loss. And it seems it's not even just like, oh, it's not like one person or one, it's like this. And it's, again, it's like also just behavior too. It's not even like the individual, because we recognize, well, I wouldn't hope, you know, as soon as like a child is born, they're not necessarily born with inherent biases. It's like kind of crafted by society and by family and by religion and by schools and by the media. And then there's so much potential for humans. There's so much potential. Can you imagine if like there was no, like, if there hadn't been any like fucking wars, if we hadn't created like all this garbage and trash for like fucking oceans, if people hadn't come over here and slaughtered people, and people hadn't enslaved people, people hadn't been murdered, people weren't continuing to be murdered, people weren't incarcerated, if people shared what they had, if people lived off the land. I can't, everything seems like a fucking illusion. That's like the opposite of the way things should be. When I'm in nature, and I love being in nature, what's left of nature, and I'm so glad it still exists, it's like, oh, it makes so much sense. And everything else, it's like a fucking nightmare. The humans, like, not treating each other well, not caring about the environment, and I'm not at all being like, oh, I'm totally innocent, because it's like, hey, I'm a consumer too. I participate. I try not to, and I still, it's really difficult not to, so I'm totally going to implicate myself in all this as well. How does one, like, live outside the system? How does one create a new way of being? Because we can recognize that the system's fucked up, and then in the meantime, we have to create a new way of being. And how do we do that? Especially since so many people are so fucking exhausted and so full of so much trauma and pain, like ancestral trauma and pain. How do we even do that? And I know that the spark is there. I know people want it. I mean, what has to happen? Do things have to get to a level that's so low? I know, and I don't want to. It gets lower and lower every fucking day. And what is it going to take to wake up people? Because my main thing is with moderates and people who are just okay with the status quo. in the earlier article, and we're talking about how the media for defending the free speech of white supremacists. It's folks like that, the bodyguards for that, the bodyguards for fascism. They don't realize that they're part of the problem. And what does it take? I have some ideas. I won't say them on the air. Maybe I've implicated myself, I'm sure, over the past few years in one way or another. Perhaps I think about the Hays Code in film history, where then the Hays Code, and there's some religious folks, Catholic religion, you know, they were like, oh, you can't show two people in a bed because there's no fucking logic to it. Anyway, they had all these things, and they're like, oh, you can't show this in a movie, you can't show this, and they had all these restrictions, and the filmmakers were like, fuck you, okay. And so they had to find ways around that to tell their stories and to tell, so the audience knew what they were getting at, and the filmmakers just had to find ways to be creative to show what they meant. And maybe that's what we're all at here too. It's like, how do we really communicate without saying the certain things that might get us in trouble? Then also, why be afraid to say the certain things? And also recognizing that, you know, things might be good in the short term. I have a lot of great ideas for short-term solutions. I have so many ideas for good for short-term solutions. I don't know how well they'd pan out in the long term, though. So what does that look like? Nothing like a middle show rant. That really got me going. I'm just so fucking tired. And I'm not alone in that. And just the fucking idiocy and the bigotry. People can be better. All right. It's 1:34. I'm going to. So there's a few more headlines. Folks, you can read the articles if you're interested. I've shared most of them on the Weekly Review webpage. Next is from The Intercept, how ICE works to strip citizenship from naturalized Americans. And that was written by Ian Higgins, and that came out on February 14th. I am not going to read that because I think that will probably end up with me throwing the computer out the window, which Next up, from the San Francisco Chronicle, I know it's a bit right-leaning paper, however it's local, Jenna Lyons has an article, homeless man files civil rights suit after SF tows car for parking tickets, and this person happened to be living in his car, and the city fucking towed it! All right. Positive news story from San Diego. New bill to guarantee health care access to transgender foster children. I'll read a little bit about this because it's a positive thing, right? Transgendered foster children would be guaranteed access to health care. I mean, also, it's like bare minimum. We have a low bar here at the show. Well, people are treating each other with compassion. That's a positive news story. I often wonder if, like, extraterrestrial forces are kind of like, I personally would steer clear from Earth. I'd be like, oh, nice scenery. Humans, nope. Bye. However, what, you know, if they like see and hear anything that's happening here, what would make them want to stay or help us? I don't know. I don't know. I'd want to help us, but I don't know if I, maybe they have special powers. I'm not giving up hope. Anything's possible. And you know what? I'd rather be disappointed and keep hope alive. I have little faith in humanity. All right. But here's something positive that humans did good so far. From February 12th, transgender foster children would be guaranteed access to health care specific to their unique needs under a new bill announced Monday by San Diego Assemblyman Todd Gloria. The Democrats' bill would amend the list of foster youth rights to include access to gender-affirming health care and gender-affirming behavioral health services, such as counseling to cope with gender identity issues or gender confirmation surgery. That list includes such freedoms as accessing the religious services of their choice, attending court hearings, having private space, and being placed in the custody of people who have received training on providing adequate care to LGBTQ youth, and I really hope they have been provided that I mean, a training, you know, it's like you can train someone, and I really hope they're also just right on about it. We know that transgender and gender nonconforming youth are at much higher risk for developing serious negative health conditions. This is especially true for those youth in our foster care system, Gloria said. AB 2119 affirms the right of foster youth to be able to access health services reflective of their gender identity, meaning these children can grow up safe, healthy, and be exactly who they are meant to be. The bill would require county health and human service agencies to ensure that appropriate health care is available to foster youth when they themselves or their caregivers or advocates request it. LGBTQ youth are overrepresented in the foster care system. Among them are those who are transgender, and they give a description of transgender. I'm hoping my listeners know who trans folks are, and gender nonconforming people. They also give a description. In LA County, for example, 19% of foster youth identify as LGBTQ. That's 1.5 to 2 times the number of people in the general population who identify as such. Among those foster kids, 5% identify as transgender and 11% as gender nonconforming, according to a study by the Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law. Some 13% of LGBTQ foster youth in the study reported being treated poorly while in the system, compared to less than 6% of non-LGBTQ foster youth. This bill addresses a critical public health crisis in California: lack of access to medically necessary primary care for transgender and gender non-conforming youth in foster care, said Joanna Olson Kennedy, medical director of the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. These youth need and deserve the same access to health care guaranteed to all youth in out-of-home care, and this legislation will promote the health and well-being of some of the state's most vulnerable young people. Yeah! Positive news story. There's another story. I'm going to get to another one dealing with the whole, with what I was going to next. This might take a moment while I pull it up. So it's good news, local news. I'll pull it up and read that. In the meantime, while that comes up, from The Independent, China reassigns 60,000 soldiers to plant trees in bid to fight pollution. I would love just that to happen everywhere. If like all people were just, hey, let's plant trees instead of killing people or taking land. That would be great. I like that idea. So you can find that article at The Independent. Oh, my goodness. Another story that's in the positive, from NPR, New York City officials reached deal on shuttering Rikers Island. Yay. And from February 15th by Tanya Ballard Brown. You can find that at NPR. That's something else that's positive. Something else that's also positive. Harvard and MIT sued for neglecting people with disabilities in online courses. Advocates say the lack of captions mean that 48 million deaf or hard of hearing Americans are denied access to educational courses. And that was written by James Vincent, and it came out on February 13th, 2015. You can find that on TheVerge.com, which also brings me, I've been wanting to do transcripts of the show for a long time. I'd also like to be able to hire people to do it. I pay to do this show. It's kind of the opposite thing where I would like to have the income to be able to pay someone to do that. So putting out the energy, and if I could get the show funded, first of all, to help fund the cost of the rental here, we're almost at that goal. Please go to patreon.com/weeklyrev. Anything helps, $1 a month and onwards would be greatly appreciated. I'd like to get to the point where I can really provide transcripts of the show going all the way back to the beginning. And as I mentioned, there are a few lost shows in there. However, most of them and to be able to provide transcripts for folks who are unable to hear and are just in a written format, I think would be great. I would love to have that. So that's a goal of mine. It would be great to have that. Another way for folks to access this information and share it with people. I'm speaking it into existence. It will happen. It will happen. Negative news story I'm not going to read out loud, but the headline, and you can read more about that. Ordinary Americans carried out inhumane acts for Trump. That's from the Baltimore Sun. That came out today. I'm not going to read it because I'm going to get too depressed and also got into a whole... you got to pick your battles. I've read a lot today that's been really heart-wrenching. There's also been, after the school shooting, there's been a lot of articles about who's to blame and, you know, the guns and toxic masculinity and all these things. And unfortunately, there's still the folks putting the mental health crisis on it, even though folks with mental health illness were far more likely to harm ourselves than others is a thing. And folks with mental health issues in other countries don't go around massacring people. So that's just awful that that's still kind of part of the storyline that some folks are using. And also it's really, I mean, it's about toxic masculinity and these like toxic white men and like this idea of fucking violence and I can't say more about it, but just the idea of who's actually being responsible for these and who our country considers to be a terrorist. And it's these young white men carrying out these, and white passing men carrying out these, like, fucking horrible. I would like to be on the same wavelength as folks listening, and that we get it. We understand it. Things are fucking backwards. Things are backwards. All right. So moving to the story that I was going to, okay. So Jordan Davis is one of the people who is working on this. So thank you, Jordan, and many other folks as well. So many, advocates here, in the Bay Area Reporter. It's an article from Matthew S. Bajko, and this came out, it was published on the 15th. That was yesterday. Mayor sign. Okay. One day we'll have a, I think we're talking about adding a camera in here so you could see me eye roll. That'll be my, like, Mayor Farrell, or our interim mayor, rolling my eyes. However, he signed something. Okay. It doesn't. Low bar for humanity. Long story short, the mayor signed an SRO bathroom law, which is good. San Francisco officials have adopted a first-of-its-kind policy requiring a single-room occupancy hotels to designate their single-stall bathrooms and shower facilities as gender-neutral. Yay! I'm going to share this right now. Sharing the good news, because there's a lot of bad news, so we got to share the good news. Great. And where are we? Let me go back to it. Back here. All right. That's great. The change to the city's building codes is meant to aid transgender residents in such housing, as well as seniors and disabled people with caretakers of the opposite sex. I don't believe in the opposite sex, but that's fine. Okay. It is also seen as a benefit for parents with children of the opposite sex. Don't believe in the opposite sex. who live in SROs. Mayor Mark Farrell. Interim Mayor Mark Farrell. Signed the new rule into law Wednesday afternoon on the mayor's balcony and at City Hall, surrounded by members of the Board of Supervisors and transgender advocates. The signing ceremony, landing on February 14th, served as a I don't believe in Valentine's Day. I think it's bullshit. Continuing on, but it served as a Valentine to the LGBT community from San Francisco's elected leaders. According to Jordan Davis, a transgender woman who serves on the San Francisco SRO task force and advocated for the code change, no other jurisdiction in California or another state has implemented a similar policy for their SRO hotels. This is a Valentine for the transgender community, as well as seniors, the disabled, and women, Davis told the Bay Area Reporter. This is also extremely historic. No gender-neutral restroom bill has ever covered residential spaces. Residential spaces or bathing facilities. The ceremony marked the first time Farrell has added his signature to a legislation benefiting the LGBT community since becoming, oh, I should finish the sentence before I laugh, since becoming the city's interim mayor on January 23rd. He'll be the mayor until the winner of the special election on June 5th is sworn in to serve out the term of late Mayor Ed Lee, who died unexpectedly of a heart attack on December 12th. This is all about equity here in San Francisco and equal access, Farrell said. Farrell, who was appointed by the supervisor, da 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 da, blah 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 blah. Not really anything. Na 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 na. All right, that's pretty good. All right, that's what we got to do. That's good. So thank you to the folks for making this happen and the activists for making this happen. That's positive news. Goodness. So there's moving along to things that are not, it's not going to be a good segue for this one, but we're at 1:46. So got 14 minutes left, 4 minutes technically, but then we'll finish up. One of the horrible things that this administration was trying to do is change the SNAP program, and not for the better. So the way they would do this is, NPR has quoted saying that SNAP recipients would get shelf-stable milk, which sounds fucking gross, and not everyone even drinks milk, and people are allergic. There's, like, so many reasons why not to do this. Cereals, pasta, peanut butter, beans, and canned, but no fresh fruit and vegetables. Fucking gross and disgusting. And Savage Feminism posted, about the history of this and how it's affected indigenous communities. Welcome to the commodity box program, everybody. Native people can tell you there's never been a consideration for food allergies or nutritional value. It's just what the U.S. government calls tough titties. The commodity program started when we signed treaties and were forced onto reservations, and in return for land, which we had no real choice but to sign away under threat of murder, we would receive food and health care. The lack of food, in reality their attempts to starve us to death, is partly where the origin of fry bread came from. So this is a case study over a century in the making. The implementation is unfair, and it is unconscionable, and it is oppressive, but the reality is that this has been going on for a very, very long time. This is just a singular example to me, and this is the author of the piece, of why caring about Native issues, experiences, and policy should be important to non-Native people. This shit circles back around because guaranteed what gets done to Native people will make its way to the larger population at some point. The point where I become bitter, angry, and resentful is when people express outrage that what's been going on with us for centuries is finally happening to them. Whether it's commod boxes or community displacement, if you'd look to history or the Native experience, you'd see that what's being done is a natural expression of what's already been done to us. My point here is that when you're only outraged or educated on an issue when it finally impacts you, that means you intrinsically feel like dispossession, removal, abuse, disappearance, mistreatment, genocide, and colonization of the indigenous population is an okay, in quotation marks, and natural process, because it's serving you. That's the shit I'm not okay with. So again, this full post is from Savage Feminism, and you can follow them and like that page. It's at Savage Feminism on Facebook. So there you have it, folks. And we're just about done with the show for today. I've learned a lot. I am still have a lot of rage. I feel it's righteous rage, and I want to talk. I'll reach out to the listeners there. I would imagine folks also have lots of righteous and validated rage, and to validate that, just because I think oftentimes when folks are really angry about things that one actually should be angry about, we're told that we shouldn't be, or that we're wrong somehow, or that we're misguided. And I feel like it's really necessary to just be able to own that and to experience that, and to not be gaslit over the fact that that we have a right to be angry. And I guess the next thing is putting that anger into action. And what does that look like? And I guess it's easy to, it's not always easy to talk about things. So maybe that's, you know, one step is admitting that we have a problem and this fucking country is a problem. So admitting that, and admitting in many ways that it's a problem. And it's, I also recognize it's global too. It's not like there's things that are peaceful everywhere else. I recognize that. So what's next? These are the cards that we have. What do we do? How can we communicate with each other? How do we speak up for people? How do we educate others? What do we do? Also without burning out, which is very real. I feel like after the show on Fridays, when the times I have guests, and we're going to have a guest on next week, really excited for Nava Mao, who's going to be on the show next week. Really excited about that. When I have guests on the show, I feel I get a lot more like life force. And also want to mention like the Black Pride 4 case in Ohio. There are folks who were protesting the Pride Parade. And as we all know, the origins of Pride was a riot, and folks in the community called the cops on them. And so they were sentenced recently, or I don't think they've been sent. I'm looking to get more information, so I don't want to speak too soon about it. However, sending much love and solidarity to Ripley and all the folks affected by that, and just how fucking unfair and unjust things are. And I'm wanting to also provide some support for folks as well. And I'll pull up some information right now, and I hope to have more information next week as well for folks. And these were folks who were arrested at the Stonewall Columbus Pride Parade last June. And nojusticenopride.org has some information as well. And looking for ways for folks to support. So the trial was on February 12th, which was Monday. and it's feel really. And the article at nojusticenopride.org/free-the-blackpride4. You can find more information there. And just wanting to send love and energy for folks who believe in the energy out there, and to speak the truth and to share what's happening. I'm kind of coming to the end here. I feel like I've spoken a lot, and I want to just provide a little bit more information before we go off. Women's Magazine will be an older episode today, and Global Val will be in around 3 o'clock today, I believe, for the Common Thread Collective with Val and Diamond Dave. Oh, also, the Comedy Festival is coming up in March. Check out MutinyRadio.fm for more info. There's lots of shows here. Plug the station. You could do a show here. We need people to do shows here. That's something else one can do to help. So that's good. There's a You Caring for the Black Pride 4. It's youcaring.com/blackpride4. I think if you Google that, or it's a hashtag Black Pride with the number 4. And they're part of the way to their goal. Please do contribute if you're able. Their goal is 40,000, and they're at 33,750. I'm gonna share for legal support. I'm gonna tweet it right now, and then I'll share it on the Facebook webpage, so you can look at it now. All right, so I'm about to post this. Check it out on Weekly Review, facebook.com/weeklyrev. Good times. All right, it's time for some music. It's time to decompress a little bit. What do we feel like listening to? Oh, I was going to say before that, I really, I appreciate it when there's folks here, because, you know, the more the merrier, for sure. So I feel like a kind of anti-authoritarian song. I feel like a song about nature. Do we have to do Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Because that might be something we have to do. Yeah, we'll do that right now. And then stay tuned to Mutiny Radio. Thank you so much for listening. And again, any support to the show is greatly appreciated, and the station. Check out MutinyRadio.fm. Check out Patreon.com. /weeklyrev, and we'll be back next week.
Young girls gone, long time passing. Where have all the young, where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago.
Long time ago.
Nice. Where have all the young girls gone? To young men everyone.
Gone to young men everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, where have all the young men gone? Lord.
gun for soldiers, gun for soldiers, everyone. Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone?
Flyers, posters, and design for every need.
Good evening, San Francisco. Oh, that's right, the subcompressor's down. Ah, that's why everything sounds like shit. All right. This is going to be interesting, everybody. All right, welcome to the Night Space. I'm your host, Arden. The studio is fakakta right now because stuff and things. We need money. Please donate. Blah, blah, blah. Welcome to the Night Space. My name's Arden. I'll be your host. I got a special guest, Brady Hold, in the studio with me.
Hey, Brady Hold. How's it going?
Good. Can you hear yourself all right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is awesome. I'm on the Night Space again. I'm so excited.
Yeah, welcome back, buddy. I'm going to go close the front door. Why don't I do my intro real quick, and then you can do your intro, and then while you do that, I'll do that. All right. So, I am Arden. You can find me online at Arden Comedy, A-R-D-I-N, comedy.com. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Arden Comedy. You can find me on YouTube, Arden Comedy, but I don't have a short URL yet because YouTube sucks. And otherwise, you can find me on Blueberry, BlueBrry.com, doing coffee and cannabis over there. And other than that, yeah, I'm all over the place. Anyway, so next up, Brady Hold.
Hey, I'm Brady Hold. Your local Brady Hold. Your international Brady Hold. Your best-selling Brady Hold, the one and only Brady Hold. Find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Brady Hold. And then I'm also on the Facebook. And then also do great things at on the Twitters and Instagram and Facebook, at Hobo_comedy. Somebody had the two words together, and they didn't want to give it up. I do comedy, and I make wallets out of duct tape, but I haven't done that in a long time.
Did you make your tuxedo for prom out of duct tape?
I did.
What?
Yeah.
No fucking. You have picture proof of this?
But I didn't go to prom though. I did make a duct tape tuxedo. I'll say that.
Okay.
But I didn't go to prom with it because, like,
it was a sex thing.
Yeah, well, by the time I was doing Duct Tape, I was 14 or so, and prom was like when I was 17 or 18. So by the time I like got a girl who's even just willing to go to prom with me, she was like, "Well, we're just going as friends, just so you know that, just as friends, nothing else. Don't even look at." No, she was a good friend. Shout out to Holly. Went to prom with Holly. It was a good time. And then, yeah, but we didn't do the Duct Tape thing. Oh.
Speaking of sad and pathetic, happy Valentine's Day, Brady.
Yeah, happy VD, man.
Happy VD Day.
Thanks for...
I don't have VD, do you?
Sure. I'm sure you do. I hope not.
I'm sure you do.
No, I probably don't. I don't have any spots or drippings or...
Well, it's not always visible. You got a lighter over there?
Hey, if it's not visible and you're not feeling it, does it matter?
It can still make it sterile. All right, here's a pipe. It's the new guest pipe.
Ooh.
You're on the Night Space. You get to fly the first one. Obviously, I've been smoking out of it, but you get to try it out. Hold on, let me get a thing for the stuff here.
A thing for the stuff?
Yeah, I was looking for a thing to...
Thanks for having me, man. I know it's last minute.
Well, it's also the last month we're doing this. This is the end of the Night Space, everybody.
What? Yeah. No!
Shutting it down.
Why?
I got too much shit going on, man. And, you know, I realized, oh, God, and the goddamn compressors. We need money. People give us fucking money. That's the other part. It's like, I volunteered a lot of time this year, and I'm just kind of burnt. And I'm just going, you know what? I need to get out and start doing my own thing. So we're doing coffee and cannabis. That's going to be me doing my thing. But yeah, the Night Space is going to be gone. I'll probably still do some version of High Time Story Time.
Is coffee and cannabis going to be here in the studio, or are you going
to
be?
No, that's going to be Roven on location. I'm going to be doing from seed to consumer, following the cannabis journey, and just educating consumers about all the shit that's out there. Because I tell people about stuff all the time. Hold on, I gotta grab a hat because my hair is fucking. Ain't nothing really changing but the date. Are you a grand slammer, but you know, Babe Ruth? You gotta learn how to relate. I've been swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers, and lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key. Ho, yo.
call me not clean logic procreation. I did not invent the wheel, I was the crooked spoke adjacent. While the triple sixers lassos keep angels roped in the basement. I walk the block with a halo and a stick poking your patience. Y'all catch a 30 second flash visual. Dirty cooperative men platoon. Bloom head trip split ridiculous. Fathom the splicing of first generation. Fuck up with trickle down any hero smack. Crackin'. I'm pacing the game with 0 hour completion. Green slash. Duke of early retirement. Pick a dream. American nightmare hogging the screen. I hold the door open so you can stumble in. If you'd stop following me round the jungle gym. Now it's honor and I spell it with the H I stole from heritage. Merit crutch stole the wretched refuse of my teeming resonance. I promise. Tempest towards breed with a bleeding conscience. See the Creed accent's responsive, but my sports divorce the wattage and I'm sleeping now. Wow. Yeah, the settlers laugh. You won't be laughing when your covered wagons crash. You won't be laughing when the buses drag your brother's flags to rags. You won't be laughing when your front lawn's spangled with epitaphs.
Won't be laughing.
And I'll hang my boots to rest when I'm impressed. So I triple knot them and forgot them. This origami dream is beautiful, but man, those wings will never leave the crown without a feather and a lottery ticket. Now settle down.
All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way.
Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all.
Headline with a pulse. Shimmy crossed the center bowl.
And then time engulfed.
Divvy crumbs for the better souls. When seven deadly stains adhere to flame to crystal conscience. The results of low life counting on one hand what he's accomplished.
Okay.
Make me the activism chain. Activate street sweep. Plug deteriorating xenophon pen dragon. A hawk spores horse for the morbid spreading of mad alley gossip. Sick in your Lincoln Lord cabin and Charlie Chaplin wild.
I could zigzag and zig him again. But a badge gleam sparkled in my brick wall windows. Another thick installment of one night in Gotham. Without the wretched
Houston, we have a problem.
Attached to the festive batch of city goblins. Who split holiday freak on a box cut center my high road bellow. Head grips, watch red bricks turn yellow. Sort of similar to most backbones at Camp Icarus. Raw fiddler crafts congregating, get pampered for bickering.
Life's not a bitch.
Life is a beautiful woman. You only call her a bitch cause she won't let you get that pussy. Maybe she didn't feel y'all shared any similar interests.
Nope.
Or maybe you're just an asshole who couldn't sweet talk the princess. Kiss the speaker wire, Peter pacifism pagan threshold. Stomach full of halo kibbles. Wingspan cast black upon visuals. Hit a duck hunt, take a day vision and pick apart the pixels. I got a friend of polar nature and it's all peace.
When I see similar stars but can't sit at the same feet.
Metal captain, this cat is asking if I've seen his bitter lost passions.
Told him yeah, but only when I pedal past him.
All I ever wanted was to pick